Hello, everybody. This is Lee Milt here. Our topic tonight is called Ruthless Managing of People and Profits. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the call.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm doing great.
Well, the subject we're going to talk about tonight is rarely discussed, but I think it's a very important subject to entrepreneurs because it's the importance of managing people. Now, Dan, I know you have a brand new book coming out next year, and what is the title of the book, and when can we get it?
Well, it's the next one in the No BS series, and if the publisher doesn't mess with the title between now and the time it goes through a printing press, it's the No BS Guide to Ruthless Management of People and Profits. And it's slated for spring list of 08, so you'll be able to advance order it at Amazon and BNN.com shortly after the first of the year. So we're way ahead of it.
Okay, well, I can tell everybody I have read the book, and it's fantastic. It's true Dan genius. Dan, you know, with a topic like ruthless managing people and profits for our call today, you know, I know some of us have been mentally and emotionally cringing because we've been brought up and programmed to be nice, to be liked, to be accommodating to other people. You know, the old saying, the customer's always right kind of mentality. And I know all of us struggle with that whole concept of always trying to be available mindset. So I know you're going to give us some information that some people might think is harsh. So let's deal with some of these old mindsets first, these beliefs, and start with that question to you first.
Well, I mean, the be nice thing is fine as far as it goes, but if you extend it to every customer always being right, or to the need to coddle every employee and worry about their feelings and their sensitivities, then you have your eye off the ball of what business is really all about. And business is about profit. And so, for example, Verizon just made news. I think it was Verizon, one of them, Verizon or Singular, one of them, Sprint. They just made news and got a lot of criticism because they have sent out termination letters to tens of thousands of nuisance customers and terminated them simply because they're sucking up too much customer service time. And so their average customer, I think I read, is using under an hour a month of customer service time. Within the averages, the worst is like 3 hours of customer service. And these ones they've cut are in the 20-hour plus range.
What do these people do? I mean,
I have no idea. Well, that's
mind-boggling.
My assumption would be, you know, this is one step away from the person calling 911 to find out where the closest KFC is. I mean, you know.
I guess. How do you cook chicken?
But my point is that they got a lot of media criticism for terminating these customers. Some group is already lobbying the FCC, you know, to investigate this. How dare they deprive these people of cell phone service? But they're absolutely right. Those customers clearly are not profitable. The only reason to have a customer is for profit. Ergo, they got to go. And the same thing's true about employees. I mean, there's only two reasons to have them. One is that it's profitable to have them. The other is for pure personal convenience. So you might have a housekeeper or a cook or an errand runner or a dog walker or a personal assistant purely for your personal convenience, much the same as you own or lease an automobile. And that's fine. Or you have them because it's profitable to have them, meaning that all of their costs added together not only don't outweigh their contribution to revenue, but their contribution to revenue is some multiple of all their costs added together. And there's no other reason to have them. So if you're not very clear about that agenda and your reasons to have them are to have friends or to have a socialized workplace or to have people who applaud you to your face at least, and tell you what a great job you're doing, like Mike Tyson's famous entourage of people who were paid just to walk around behind him and tell him, you're the man, Mike, you're the man, or for any other reasons. then you know you're not running a business. You're running a social club or a support group, or I don't know what you're doing, but you're not running a business.